Welcome back to the Anomalous Media Podcast. On this show, we talk about trends, phenomenons, and anomalies throughout film, media, and business. Today, I'm going to tell you why I think Jake Paul is a genius. A marketing genius, that is. And then here's some backstory to why I think so. Jake, he plays a character, and it's obvious when you see his interview. In his own videos, he's different from when he's in an interview. And according to a few people like Josh Richards, Logan Paul, Mike Malak, Dave Portnoy, John Shahidi, they tend to say a common theme of like, he's very chill, humble, respectful, and likable, but then he plays the character and it's almost as if he does it for views. And I mean, that would make sense because views equate to money, especially on YouTube and in social media. And one thing I realized is this man owns equity in Triller. Triller hosted two of the top 10 highest pay-per-view fights in history. Jake takes a cut of that. On top of that, Jake was involved in those two fights. In that Jake versus Nate Robinson and then Jake versus Ben Askren. He, not only did he get a bag for fighting, but he got a bag because he has equity in the company hosting the fights. And on top of that, there's the purse, which really doesn't compare to the money that he's getting off the percentage of the pay-per-view buys. However, Jake, by these people like Josh Richards, Dave Portnoy, etc., they all say that he's a very likable, humble, respectful person. Now, this did lead me to believe that, wow, then that means that there must be people who pretend to be likable and respectful, but are actually awful in real life. You know, just some food for thought. But I think a lot of people don't realize like the magnitude of what went down this weekend. And it seems like people are starting to catch on. Oh, my gosh, Jake is actually a genius and he's playing all of us. So, for those that don't know, this past weekend, Jake went to UFC 261, which is a really good card, by the way. And people, you'd think people would be focused on the fight. And on Jake's story, on YouTube, I saw there was a clip of his Instagram story where he was going, how can I piss off the MMA community today? And he goes to UFC 261. And everybody, if not everybody, a majority of the audience is screaming, F Jake Paul, F Jake Paul, F Jake Paul. And it gets so loud and overwhelming to the point where Joe Rogan, who's commentating, goes, what are they chanting? And he's like, oh, I just found out they're chanting F Jake Paul. Like the fact that people in the comments, which usually has haters of Jake Paul, people in the comments were saying, this is a W for Jake. Not gonna lie. Jake took the W on this one. He's living rent-free in their heads. The fact that people took their attention off of a fight, one of the most entertaining fights of the year, or at least one of the most anticipated fights of the year, they took their attention off that to say F Jake Paul. Think about that. Think about that. The marketing behind what this man does, he knows that people hate him. He knows that people like to hate more than they like to appreciate. So he knows that it's going to get him more attention, more eyes, and he's smart that now he's got his security because good luck boxing an MMA fighter in a real altercation, even though I believe both of them would lose their licenses or whatever, but that's a whole story. I don't really know the full context and details of what goes into that legal side of everything, but whatever. I digress. This man is a marketing genius. Andrew Schultz was saying this too. That whole Jake versus Ben Askren thing, there's going to be a lot of business marketing lessons people will learn from that in the future. And it's going to go down like, and he's going to continue to do great things in history. It's going to go down in history, and he's going to continue to do things that you're going to see. You're going to be like, oh, wow, this was a great business move. And people are going to study that in the future. The fact that you have people like Canelo talking about him. The fact that you have Dana White talking about him consistently. The fact that you have Kamaru Usman talking about him. The fact that you have Daniel Cormier, which, ironically, they actually had an altercation at UFC 261. So, the fact that you have Stephen A. Smith consistently talking about him on ESPN, the fact that you have him on SportsCenter and World Star and ESPN, and the fact that you have Joe Rogan talking about him consistently, Andrew Schultz, Tyson Fury, biggest of all, and this is exactly what Jake wanted, the fact that you have Conor McGregor even insulting him, or throwing jabs at him, tweeting about him, Jake won. The fact that you have Mayweather, who's always been on Jake's case ever since the Nate Robinson fight, Jake won. This dude's a marketing genius. And you know what the sad truth about it is? For every time he gets hated, he gets paid. I'm going to say that again, because my chair is making noise. For every time he gets hated, he gets paid. And he knew, it seems like at some point in his career, he knew that, wait a minute, you mean attention equals more money? And people will hate you for anything these days, so if I could just... Because the truth is, marketing is about figuring out... Marketing and advertising is about figuring out where the eyeballs are. But what if you made the eyeballs come to you based off of what you know about the audience and like how they react to certain things? In today's society, people are quick to be mad and quick to hate. It's almost like they want to be hateful over being happy. People want to be hateful over being happy. People lack empathy, and people are quick to get angry rather than quick to be empathetic and compassionate. Bro, clearly, he must have been like talking to different marketing gurus in throughout tech and like Fortune 500 companies, because the tactics that he uses is like, he knows this is gonna piss them off. They're gonna be mad. They're gonna buy the fight because they want me to lose. But since I chose a specific person that it almost seems like the playing fields are even, people are gonna root for the other person, which then means that when I win, I get not only more clout, more people hate me, more attention will be on me, and I get paid for it. It's all a scheme that he, I shouldn't say a scheme, it's honestly a genius idea that he crafted and he, of course, took from other people. Because it seemed like a lot of what he did was, oh, I want to be like this. Who's successful in that area? Let me copy them. Oh, I want to be like this person. Who's successful there? Let me copy them in that area. Because if you look at how he is, he kind of copies the Conor McGregor look, but then he copies the Mayweather personality mixed with like the 6ix9ine trolling, as well as the marketing of like Gary Vee, kind of. You see what I mean, though. But this dude's a genius. And to be honest with you, in 10 years, he's probably going to be one of the biggest entertainers alive. Yeah. But post your comments down below. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Have post notifications on. I'll do 3 podcasts a week. So be sure to watch out for Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. Yeah, man. Comment on this podcast. Share this podcast. Subscribe. Anomalous Media. Subscribe. Whichever platform you're listening to this on. And yeah, stay being anomalous.